It's fruit of the Spirit again. there's no kids' church today, but Josie and Nolan, could you come up here for a minute? You need to help me out. I'm going to ask you guys to decide something. You can get help from your parents or anybody in the room if you'd like.
Is there anything in there that you don't think you can show that to other people?
As we pray, I quite often start with Psalm 1. This commentator right here says, fruit bearing is evident in the life of a person described in Psalm 1. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path of that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by the streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither, and they do not, and in all they do, they prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the ways of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit says to the church. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, or patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now, as I've said in the past on this, you can go ahead and go to the next slide there. In here, the fruit of the Spirit is. Again, it's singular, but we know, just like with this bowl of fruit, that these fruit are different. Now, what makes this concept here with the fruit of the Spirit singular is, in the Bible, and when it's translated and it goes back, it does use the verb is. Now, is it wrong to say that love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness and self-control are different things? We see them individually, and so to refer to them plurally is not necessarily wrong. But just like the banana is the fruit of a banana tree, the grapefruit of a grapefruit tree, the walnut of a walnut tree, we, in essence, you could think of as the tree or the place where the Spirit produces its fruit. The fruit are things the Spirit produces in us and for us, not something we do. It's not a list or a performance test. If it were, we would certainly fail. Now, as we grow in faith and as the Spirit transforms us, the fruit will be more evident in our lives. Now, the fruit isn't always evident in our lives, because just like my pear tree, some of those pears you're not going to want to eat. And it might be because a bird pecked them, but some of them just simply for some reason or another will end up, whether it's bugs or what it is, but there are a lot of good ones on there also. So both of us, like my tree, can bear different fruits. Now, one of the interesting things is, I'll go to the next slide. In the beginning, fruit. Now, the amazing thing is I looked up fruit and it's mentioned almost 450 times in the Bible, depending upon which version. We are fruit because the first command was be fruitful and multiply. And so we're to be like fruit. And so it's interesting. The Lord placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and to watch over it, but the Lord God warned him, you may freely eat of the fruit of every tree in the garden except the tree of knowledge, of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat of it, you will surely die. Now, it's interesting that there was fruit in the beginning and fruit that was denied us. But the one thing that you want to keep in mind, because sometimes people will talk about the cruelty of God, but the thing is, God created us knowing full well that we would fall. And there is knowledge of good and knowledge of evil. Now, if you read the Bible, evil will grow throughout history. It doesn't diminish. But Jesus' death and resurrection fixed that, gave us an opportunity to do this. The full reason why God allowed us to sin, we won't know for a while. But God is good. And we need to keep that in mind. What he does is good. Next slide. In our future, there will be fruit. Then the angel showed me a river with the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. It flowed down the center of the main street. On each side of the river grew a tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, with fresh crop each month. The leaves were used for medicine to heal the nations. No longer will there be a curse upon anything, for the throne of God and the Lamb will be there, and his servants will be worshiping him. Now, we get to look forward to fruit in the future also, which is a true blessing. It's something to look forward to. I don't want us dwelling on the fact, I mean, we do have to deal with our sinfulness. That's something that we do daily. But it's something that God wants us to do, and it was somehow in his purpose for creating us. The nice thing is we have purpose because of what God did, which is a blessing, a true blessing. And so we want to look forward to that fruit. Those are going to be neat trees to see, the tree of life that produces a fruit. And some versions will even say that the fruit are different every month. Could you imagine a tree that grew a banana and an apple? Now, I do have, or I've seen, my brother has a tree that, at least in his nursery, that grows 4 different kinds of apples, but that's due to grafting, just like the church has been grafted in, or the Gentiles have been grafted into the people of Israel. Okay, continuing from John 14. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him or knows him, but you know him, and he lives with you and will be in you, and I will leave you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and that you are in me, and that I am in you. Whoever has my command, has my commands and keeps them, is the one who loves me, and the one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show them myself to them. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will be obeying my teaching. My Father will love them, and they will come, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words are here. These words you are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. Now, one thing that I felt, I review some of these, but there's things that I want here. One of the things that I want us to do, we hear quite often, to remember that God is love. That's a very important statement. God is love. God is also just. But love isn't God. God is more than love. So the fruit of the Spirit is more than love. And the Trinity, which is also very much emphasized in these verses that we've been going through with this, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is the fact that there's three aspects or three persons in God. He still is one God. All this I have spoken to you while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world gives, and do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Now, peace is one of those interesting things. One description that a guy said, it's sort of like, when it says the peace of God will rule over you, which is a verse in the Bible, I'm not sure if it's in the ones that I have here, but it says that that rule is only used once. It's sort of like an umpire in a game. And so God is an umpire in our life, but in some ways, it's like the umpire. Could you imagine the umpire telling you before you swing the bat in a baseball game, this one's low and inside. This one's going to be high and outside. And you get to hear that. Or this one's coming right down the middle swing. But in many ways, peace, even on our worst times, or he might say this ball's going to hit you. But yet, we know he's there leading and guiding with his Spirit. And it was just an interesting analogy that this guy had, and it's, I'm not sure if it fully describes peace, but peace is one of those things that does pass our understanding. Because I've felt peace in places where there's no reason to feel peace other than the fact that I know that God is with me. And that's one of the beautiful things about peace. That fruit of the Spirit that's there. And it's not anything that I've done, it's there. You heard me, I am going away. And I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you before it happens so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold over me, but comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Now, a lot of what I'm doing this morning is reading scriptures. I feel that in some ways that's some of the best thing to do. The neat thing in studying and being able to just pour over the fruit of the Spirit and looking at this is, well, one, every one of them shows up at least 200 times in the Bible. And it's amazing when you see these words like perseverance. It may be endurance, depending upon the translation, but you see these fruit of the Spirit, and it's amazing how they complement what's there. Because when you see that, even in many of the Old Testament passages, the neat thing is after Jesus died on the cross, the Holy Spirit can be present with us continually. Now, some of the prophets, Elisha, Elijah, had the presence of the Spirit with them a lot. But whether it was continuous or not, David, Saul, would be filled with the Spirit. But it's a neat thing that after our sins were paid for, that we can actually have the presence of God with us. And it wasn't that it wasn't possible in the past, it just wasn't as permanent. So just watch for these words from Colossians. Since then, because also the Holy Spirit is, the other thing I want to say here as before I read these so that you hear, listen for it also, is the Bible, using these words that are the fruit of the Spirit, is also to help us, especially with the second commandment, which is to love your neighbor as yourself. Because the fruit of the Spirit help us tremendously in that area, in our relationships with each other. Colossians 3. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is. Where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Now, it's interesting, he says you died, but I really believe Adam and Eve, when they left the Garden of Eden, would have said they died. Because they had a spiritual death. But also, it's neat that we call it being born again. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways, in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these, anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. It'd be nice if it was just that easy to get rid of those things, but I know in my life they surface. Do not lie to each other. Since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and in all. It's just nice that we're being renewed in the knowledge of an image of our Creator. That's a beautiful statement. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, songs of the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The fruit also bring on gratitude and forgiveness. You'll notice that quite often. In Luke, after this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into this harvest field." So one time, he had 72 disciples or followers that he sent out. Whoever listens to you, listens to me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. But whoever rejects me, rejects him who sent me. The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Now, I've been and seen things happen. I've been in places where demons have been expelled, overseas in Mexico, and was the most dramatic one that I saw. But there was nothing I did except to pray. But it's neat to see that. But again, when healings happen, when things happen, it's the work of the Lord. We rejoice that the Lord is allowing us to return with him. But it is that he does want us out there, because the harvest is plentiful and much needed. This is a time of great harvest right now. At that time, Jesus, full of joy from the Holy Spirit, said, "I praise you, Father of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do." It's amazing. Well, Don's testimony about Bennett, it's neat to see children doing things and responding with that compassion. Again, those things are from the Lord, and rejoice in it in our children. And faith, yes, absolutely. Thank you. Romans. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. We are to bless those who persecute us. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. vengeance is not ours. It's also interesting that Israel is the only country at wartime that was ever asked and demanded to feed those who were attacking them, which they have done, which is amazing. But again, seeing God's hand at work, the Israelites aren't necessarily obedient to God right now, but they are his people, and he will be faithful to them. And that's why they are such an example to the world. And an example that the world rejects. But again, that's exactly what the Bible says will happen. Romans 5, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into his grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, character hope, and the hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our heart through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Philippians, therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord. In this way, dear friends, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, in anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such things. Guard your thoughts. Recognize when they are going astray. And ask God to turn you back to these things. 1 Thessalonians. We always thank God for all of you, continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that he has chosen you because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message, and in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit, and so you became a model to all believers in Macedonia and Achaia, and now throughout the rest of the world. It has continued from this time. At Thessalonica, John, 1 John. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for our brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives, I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Lord, I just thank you for this group here. Lord, I pray for our church body. I pray for our community, Lord, and the surrounding communities. Pray, Lord, for your spirit to move through us and through each and every church in this town, in this area, Lord. Lord, we look for your return. But Lord, there's a harvest that needs to come. And we thank you, Lord, that you make us available, that you encourage us and strengthen us. And Lord, I pray for each and every one, and thank you so much for all, Lord, the blessing that Bev and I have had in this community through the flood and different things. Lord, as I look around, and just thank you, Lord, that people were there for Don and Sandy. Lord, just thank you for those that care for our church. Lord, and again, Lord, thank you for your presence in our lives. And I kind of cut that short, but if you guys want to just share something that you really appreciate about someone, this is a good time to do it.